I know you guys are really Roy Jenkins this morning, but I'm not feeling like a work cry today. I'm feeling very relaxed, and bees are floating on the grass. And
she needs her link stick.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I know what it's about.
And I need some pieces of heart. How y'all doing? How you doing, Ginger?
I'm good. How are you, Miss Corey?
I'm good. It is hot in Texas. It's still supposed to be winter. What's going on out there?
Oh, I'm ready for spring to be here. I'm done with winter. Done.
So, those of you who were visiting the site yesterday and expressing your need or is disdain and sudden need to regurgitate things, we'll be happy to see that we have officially declared spring on our site. Everything's all green.
Oh, it's so pretty.
No more pink today. It's just the one day. I told you, you just had to endure for one day. It was all about that yesterday. I'm so relaxed. I think I'm too relaxed. I could just go to sleep while I'm doing the news and just snore in y'all's ear.
Don't be snoring in my ear. I will crunch more granola in your ear.
Mean. That's a mean woman there.
Mm-hmm. You know it.
Yes. Oh, I need to congratulate the winner yesterday of our giveaway.
Uh-huh.
And I am not sure if this is a man or a woman, honestly, and I love that, but I can't tell if it's a man or a woman. Omata Joe Gary, and I'm probably saying your name wrong. I'm sorry. Out of Washington, D.C., congratulations on your win of two full copies of Fallen Earth, complete with two pink rocket launchers and an evilcontrollers.com t-shirt. I want a t-shirt. I'm telling you, you almost didn't get that t-shirt. Sometimes we have things pass through here that I don't want to give away. I'm still angry about that pink, that Princess Peach BS that I had to give away a while ago. Anyway.
I remember that. Yeah, you told me about that.
I'm still unhappy. And it smelled like peaches. Did I mean that? It smelled like peaches? It was so...
Yeah. I thought that was yummy.
It was. The winner just considered themselves lucky. I almost made it go disappeared. Anyway, welcome to lunch with Ginger and Corey. And I'm Corey, who's losing her voice again.
And I am Ginger, who has my voice today.
Woo woo!
Yay!
I had to clear my throat. So I just gave you guys a tour, and I'm not going to make you wait. Ginger, tell them about the gossip that we found out. It's very interesting.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. As you know, we are big Facebook fans here, and we read all kinds of stuff. We're friends with all kinds of different developers and video game websites and whatnot. One of them that I'm following on Facebook is Obsolete Gamer. These guys are pretty hilarious. And there was a thing posted on my Facebook yesterday by J.A., who says, Well, I was trying to get some questions answered on DC Universe Online, but I guess the people over there only wish to talk to websites like IGN and GamePro. It is too sad that they refuse to answer a few questions of smaller sites. Yeah, not cool, people.
It's a shame. You never know when that small site might become like IGN, and then they start refusing to do interviews.
Exactly, because, you know, everybody starts small. Everybody starts from somewhere.
That is a sad, sad thing.
On the other hand, I mean, even if their site doesn't go big, if a person who was trying to get these questions answered gets picked up by somebody else, and you've been a jerk to them, they're not going to want to work with you. They're not going to give you press.
Look, all I can say, I am doing the whole finger thing. You know, the shame, shame, shame. Bad developers. And this is the last people you expect it from. Yeah, I wouldn't expect this from Sony, of all people.
No. I don't know what is wrong with developers recently, but that is just bad juju.
I love that word. I do. That's one of my favorite words. I have words I love to hear and say. That is one of them on the list. Well, as I told Ginger this morning, I'm working on something to help you developers out there that are not sure what the hell you're doing, really. Industry's not taking a turn for the better from you developers out there. I need a little help, and I aim to give it to you.
I'm looking at a certain developer over there.
Name any names just yet.
Get up off my and griping about what I wrote. The game was terrible. It was bad.
Terrible. Okay, we're going to get to some picking on this one. See, that's what happens when you're relaxed. When you get a bunch of women relaxed, you pick on people. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yes, guard your ears. It's more conference news.
People. Oh, my God.
Wow, these people are not joking around with these conferences this year. So, GDC 2011 organizers are currently highlighting all the key talks from Bungie's Marty O'Donnell, Shanda CEO Alan Tan, and Loom creator Brian Moriarty, also revealing an expansion into Moscone West for this year's show. With the overall session list for the February-March event now finalized, Game Developers Conference, also GDC, conferences as otherwise known, 2011 organizers have responded to conference pass demand and increased capacity for summits, look, the voice is leaving, and main conference lecture space this year. As a result, GDC 2011 has expanded to the third floor of San Francisco's Moscone West, in addition to both Moscone North and Moscone South, with thousands of extra seats now available to help stem potential space issues. The complete GDC conference schedule is now available on both the DC Schedule Builder and the newly launched smartphone-centric GDC mobile site, and organizers are highlighting the following lectures, which I'm not going to read all of them. We just ran over a couple just then, but you can, of course, pop over to their site if you're interested in knowing who specifically is going to be there at gdconf.com. There again, it's going to be February 28th to March the 4th, and the pre-show registration is open until the 27th of this month, which wasn't it 27th of last month at one point?
I think so.
Wow. Well, this is not really making me happy. One of the people from The Sims 3, Sammy Kim. Sammy, I'm sorry. You're not Will Wright. Sorry. I don't want to sit in your lap. But I'll mention you because it's The Sims 3. Gosh, I hate that I'm so faithful to franchises even when they've jumped the shark. Ginger, your turn.
Oh, it's your turn. All right. Actually, pulling this one up. Just pulled it up. Looks like the new Xperia playphones everybody's been so excited about. Maybe a slight issue with them. I'm pulling this from Yahoo News, and looks like they pulled it from SeaWorld. But it says gamers with vast PlayStation Network software libraries won't catch a break if they opt to pick Sony Ericsson's forthcoming Xperia Play when it ships in March. Looks like a slide bottom Android phone. Does play PlayStation Suite compatible games as well as PlayStation Original Oldies, but they'll only be available as new purchases from a separate Sony Ericsson online store.
Ugh.
Yes, which means you're going to have to repurchase the games that you already have.
Ugh.
Yeah. That's not cool.
Not good, not good.
No.
They're going to have to figure out a way around that, I'm pretty sure. Fanboys and fangirls are not going to be happy keepers, people.
I cannot. Oh, yeah. That's not good. And it says it only plays preloaded PS1 games and other downloaded games from Sony's online Sony Ericsson store. It says that's in part because the play requires versions of the games compiled for Android OS. So, yeah, they say that's probably why Sony decided to keep the PlayStation and Sony Ericsson online app stores separate. But still, that seems like quite a rip-off that you have to buy your games twice.
Very much so. Well, as you all know, we're turning into Fallen Earth addicts, or I should say we already are.
God, yeah.
Well, I do still have a couple of keys I'll be giving away, but not today. Probably some time
not
over the
today.
Weekend. Yeah, not today. No keys today. No keys today. That does not include you rocket people panicking. Oh, they were like, no keys. I got things to blow up. We understand.
Are we still getting people those?
We're still getting people. We're almost out of stock, so if you haven't gotten one, you better get there quickly. I think there's like 60-something left, but get there quickly. And I might be able to get some more for you, but don't hold your breath. But Fallen Earth is a further solidified in place in the MMO world. They have another giveaway, Epic Gear is what they're calling it. They're partnering with Nuclear Blast Records and Alienware again, and have announced their latest interactive challenge and giveaway, the Fallen Earth Epic Gear giveaway. I need an echo for that. Partnering with Dell's premier gaming brand, Alienware, and Nuclear Blast Records, of course, as I've already said, the world's largest independent heavy metal record label. We told you about this last week that they were getting together with them Developers are putting fans and users to the test for a chance to win awesome prizes, such as an iPad and an LTD guitar and some more juicy things they're not telling us about. It's a 16-question multiple-choice battle test relating to Fallen Earth. So guess what? You got to be playing. Those keys are looking good now, aren't they? Alienware and Nuclear Blast Records. Sorry, participants who answer all 16 questions correctly by March 16th will automatically be entered to win a slew of prizes. Okay, now I'm going to tell you what they are. Please sit down if you're at work. Don't scream. We don't want fired. These prizes do not give you money or pay your bills. So, Apple iPad, of course, an Alienware TACT-X headphone set, Alienware sling bag, the Nuclear Blast prize pack, including an LTD guitar, and they're still not saying everything that's coming with that guitar, so gosh, who knows what's coming with that. The Fallen Earth gaming mouse pad, a decal set, and an in-game item exclusive to you. Mm-hmm. Are you satisfied yet? Guess what? There's more.
There's more.
20 additional winners will also receive the Alienware Arena Drawstring Backpack, Alienware Drink Koozies. I don't care much for those, but hey, maybe you like them. Gaming mouse pad and a decal set, and of course, you'll also receive that special in-game item. So you won't be left out. Again, enter. Players may visit FallenEarthContest.com. Again, all questions must be answered correctly, and only one entry. I feel I need to say this to you Fallen Earth people. One entry is accepted per valid email address. Don't be creating other email addresses. Just enter one time. It does increase your chances of winning. And if they're like us, they can probably tell when you use a new email address. So make sure you pop over there and tell them we sent you. And I will be giving away some more keys, just not today. Breathe, people, and then you can go over and play and enter. But you're going to probably have to play a while to answer these questions. You're going to have to be hardcore. Fallen Earth is hardcore. Wow.
That is true story. True story. No idea. All right. So, I'll have to tell you about the whole Dune Buggy drama later, because that's going to take literally a month to craft. It's crazy.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, so I'm pulling this next story from GamePolitics.com. Looks like they are getting it by way of BBC. Hackers. You silly, silly hackers. Anyways, Spanish man jailed over leaked Wii user data. Have arrested a man for allegedly stealing thousands of Nintendo Wii users' data. This is coming from the Spain's Interior Ministry. The man, who for the time being has not been identified, contacted Nintendo and threatened to report the company for negligence to the country's data protection. Contacted Nintendo and threatened to report the company for negligence to the country's data protection agency over data on 4,000 gamers he was able to obtain access to. When Nintendo did not respond to him, he decided he'd leak some of the user data online.
Yeah. Oh, because that'll get you what you want.
Mm-hmm. Of course, no, Nintendo was all over that. They contacted the authorities, which led to the man's apprehension in Southern province of Laga. Police claimed the man intended to release all the user data he had online. So see, that's something. Nintendo has no comment on the story because, according to the BBC, it was subject of an active investigation by the Spanish authorities. Hackers are bad.
Did no one explain to him that the people at Nintendo are the descendants of ninjas and you may just suddenly come up missing? I'm just saying. You might want
to. You got little ninjas that pop out of nowhere, just fall out of the roof, something. Next thing you know, you have a knife in your back.
Shh, don't give me. I don't want to be a party to it. I'm pretending like I didn't see anything. you didn't see anything. I don't know what's going on over there. What are you talking about?
Bad guys, they like us. Hello, Nintendo.
We love us, Nintendo. Okay. We love us some Nintendo. I'm sorry, I left that word out of that wrong sentence. Okay. I have lost my story. Oh, yes. Wow. Okay, some of you might want to sit down again. Tinder, you know my new Skype. I can't find your message, girl. Okay, so those of you who love your Bayonetta, your Alien versus Predator, We'll be happy to hear this next story. Sega of America, Inc. today announced two games coming to the Xbox Live Games on Demand for Xbox 360 game and entertainment system for Microsoft. Wow, that's awful. Aliens vs. Predators launches today, and Bayonetta will be released on February the 22nd. Alien vs. Predator allows player to take the role of three infamous species, Colonel Marines, Predators, and Aliens in three outstanding single-player campaigns, an hour of intense three-way multiplayer gameplay. Bayonetta is Platinum Games' critically acclaimed stylish and cinematic action game directed by Devil May Cry creator Hideki Kamiya. I can never say his name. Kamiya? I'm so sorry. Yeah, I can't find your messages, Ginger. You know I have them on the new Skype. I'll get to that in a little bit. Featuring fast-paced dynamic combat, outlandish finishing moves performed with grace. Again, that's going to be available today for Alien Launches Predator and February the 22nd for Bayonetta. I do not have any pricing for you. I'm sorry. They don't always give us all the info, but you should.
I don't know why. Why not? Come on, people.
I think they just want to hook you in. Some of you already have Bayonetta anyway and are probably going, eh.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
And while I'm on the subject of Skype really quickly, is it anybody out there like the new Skype? I like it and I don't like it.
I'm still getting used to it. It's different. I don't think many people too much care for change, but
I'm all about change, but this Skype is too highfalutin for me. All this window flipping when I'm calling people. I just need to see who I'm calling, that's all.
We don't need all this extra stuff, but thank you.
It was like playing a game. I got confused. Do I need to press start? Where's the A button? So anyway, your turn, Jinja.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so it's all about robots. I love this line. RoboSockets. We know where Bender comes from. I love me some Futurama, so that whole little play on that is hilarious. Tatum Games announces RoboSockets featuring unique gameplay and elaborate robo-civilization. Yeah, the day after Tatum Games reached a milestone of 5 million downloads, they expand to casual gaming and announce the release of highly addictive arcade puzzle perfectly fitting to anyone's list of favorite apps called RoboSockets. Yeah, RoboSockets is a juicy mix of Tetris, Pipes, and Match 3 games mechanics resulting in the truly unique gameplay. The game introduces a whole robo-civilization, its hierarchy, history, and legends with backgrounds being a piece of art, and each level's setting fit. Oh, wow, this is written weird. With backgrounds being a piece of art and each level's setting fitting in the storyline. There we go. It will reach App Store on February 22nd. It's going to cost 99 cents, so less than a dollar. The story throws a wandering astronaut onto a planet full of damaged robots. By connecting hands, sockets of five or more robots, he starts gathering energy needed to put the planet's major buildings back into operation and eventually depart for Earth. Diversity of robo characters, smooth learning curve, and unique bonus features makes RoboSockets a perfect brain trainer. Simple ideas, several modes to challenge yourself in, elaborate design, sounds, and storyline make it pick up and play and addictive. Alright, so they got us some game features here. Highly addictive gameplay, challenging game modes, memorable characters with exclusive anatomy. I wonder about that. Anyways, stunning graphics, Game Center support and achievements, Facebook integration, and explorable facts of the Robo Civilization. So that's awesome. So where can you read more about this? Well, you can head over to TatumGames.com, which is the game site. Or just head over straight to robosockets.com, which, you know, is just for this game instead of the actual game developer.
We have some screenshots up, too. Yay.
Oh, there's also a trailer for on YouTube for it.
I think we put that one up, too, I think.
All right. Awesome. So, yeah, you can head over to our site and check it out because, you know, we're so much better than those other people.
We just give it right to you.
Exactly. Mm. Oh, there you go. You were sounding odd earlier. Now you're sounding better.
Am I?
Uh-huh.
You know, I like to keep you guessing. I do. I like to keep you guessing. Well, I am looking around at GamePolitics.com because they always have some good stories. Fantastical. Speaking of DC Universe, what were we talking about? Champions earlier?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. Well, Same game. DC Universe. I'm sorry, that was really mean. Yeah, that was really catty. DC Universe Online, apparently, Game Politics has some information about the trade-ins that we were not able to get. They weren't mean to us or anything. I'm just saying we didn't get it in time. A little digging, they're saying both on Blockbuster's and Gamefly's website shows that both companies are not going to be renting DC Universe Online to its customers. Now, the guys over at Game Politics did reach out to both companies to get more information of what's accepting or what's relating to renting and accepting trade-ins of the DC Universe. And their responses were from Rachel Silverstein, who is the Gamefly's Vice President of Marketing, said, here's how it works. We offer trade-in to help out trade-ins to help out our subscribers realize some value for the games they no longer want to play. Trade-ins do not become part of Gamefly's rental inventory. Whether to buy the game for subscription, rental, or to accept it as a trade-in are completely separate decisions. The vice president of Blockbuster Games said that we do not comment on specific publisher programs or title purchases. However, we obviously would not rent a product that was limited to a first and only type of experience. Additionally, we do not take trades on products that are not used or that are not set up in our POS for rent or sale. They're saying also on a related note, it appears that GameStop stores around the country are turning players away who are trying to trade in the DC Universe online for obvious reasons. Over at Amazon, looks like the online retailer is not accepting DCU as a trade-in either, but do list several used copies of the games from various resellers. Those of you who are trying to trade in an MMO, nobody has ever accepted an MMO as a trade-in, ever.
No.
Where would you get the idea that this was acceptable? It's an MMO. Once you bought it, it's yours for life.
Exactly. There are websites where you can trade accounts, but you run the risk of having people get a hold of information you really don't want them to have.
Mm-hmm. And in the future, it may be possible that they'll start allowing something like that where you can transfer your account to another player. But in all honesty, trying to trade the disc in, it's kind of pointless. It's not like somebody can't pick up the disc or even digitally download it at home. Sometimes they just give it to you for free. I think EverQuest is doing a free thing right now where they're letting you log in for free, which means you go back and you re-download the brand new client and you didn't pay a thing. So I don't know where people got this from, where it was thinking it was acceptable. We're going to go trade in my DC Universe Online disc. Why? You ever walked into GameStop, you see them sitting on the counter, they're like, here's a free disc. You walk out and,
Some people, they don't get it. They don't think about these kind of things. They're just not.
They have me worried.
Definitely something wrong with these people. All right, so I'm going to read this one article, and you're going to have to forgive me, because it's going to have some of my own little snarky comments in it. this is coming from GamePolitics.com. Love you guys. But gold reseller touts fresh colorful design. Yes, I love the person who wrote this. We start out with their commentary. I'm sure that Blizzard and other MMO companies is delighted with today's press release from World of Warcraft gold reseller Outfit by Gamer. While the press release isn't particularly thrilling, one could imagine that the China-based gold farmers are not well-liked on this side of the world. No, they're not. They should just die in a fire, drink bleach, all that fun stuff.
Bad ginger.
Anyways, so the company got a fresh new site. Oh my god, did I just say that?
Yes, you did.
Anyways, okay. Moving on. The company's press release announces changes to their wonderful website, which now offers visitors a plethora of fancy colors, improved navigation, and lovely new frames. And of course, it's still full of spamware and spy bots and, I did say that, my bad. Customer testimonials is what they're saying. It's amazing, what a beautiful site, and buy WoW gold here is absolutely a good choice. Yeah. People, don't do this. You're ruining our economies. You're ruining our games. And I want to stab you in the eye. Don't do it. It's bad.
I'm going to run because I don't want to get caught in the...
stabbing of the eyes?
Yeah, sometimes stabbing just goes horribly awry. It starts ricocheting and stuff,
But we're all violent video gamers because, we're all violent and horrible. And I'm totally going to do it because we play bad, bad, bad video games.
Uh-oh. Hey, I found my IMs on the new Skype.
Yay!
Right. Wow, I am feeling technologically challenged today. Thank you, Skype. Thank you. Well, there's a couple of things out today. Look, where to go? I'm starting to get stuff, and I'm like, where to go? Some of this stuff is boring. I think we're going through a lull in gaming news. It's not exciting, but I'll share this with you. I don't know about you, but sometimes when I'm sitting here, I just think I really would like to interact with some wildlife and manage them and go on safari. Do you ever think that?
I think about, ooh, I wonder if I skin that, if it'll give me skin.
No more followers for you. No more followers for you. Well, those of you who think like me, you just really want to go on safari, we'd be happy to know that there is a safari-themed management game coming to the Nintendo DS this March. AZ Interactive is pleased to announce Yuta Safari. Again, this will launch on March 10th, 2011. Yuta Safari is a time management title which will put players in charge of successive wildlife parks across the globe, setting budding managers a mission to attentively develop each park into a spectacular destination that will attract increasing crowds of virtual visitors as they grow. Players can take on the role of Lucy. I'm happy that you put a woman in that role. An enterprising PR and marketing manager who has agreed to help her friend run safari parks in a host of locales, continents, including the USA, Europe, Russia, Africa, China, and Brazil. Players must combine time management and wise decision-making to ensure the eager tourists and animal enthusiast visitors have the best routes possible to see their favorite animal and snap some pictures. Now, as players progress, they will have to decide how to upgrade each park, whether it's by adding new animal attractions and touring vehicles or constructing bigger tourist facilities and more restaurants. Wannabe park owners will have to hone each park to provide the very best tourism wildlife adventures if they want customers to return. Now, what I'm wondering is if they're going to put in the cheeky humor that usually goes into these, and will people be eaten by the animals on the safari? That's the fun for me.
That is always fun.
You know, people get angry.
Do we get a name to people, and then like the little gravestones out next to the highway? And
see, that's the cheeky humor that's missing. Some of our non-gamer people are way too sensitive. That's evil. People have been eaten by lions. Yes, people have died any number of ways.
And their wives fight them off with wooden spoons. You read the news story from yesterday.
That's right. So it's a game, people. It's all in good fun. You should be able to laugh at some things. I think it's humorous. Anyway. I don't think they gave me any more information. Gosh, you people. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Here we go. That's not their site either. Okay, easyinteractive.com. And they don't have a Twitter or a Facebook, apparently. But you can go check it out.
They don't have a Facebook?
Yeah, amazing. I know. Amazing. They are apparently out of, I forgot to tell you, Hilversum, Netherlands. So.
Ooh, Netherlands.
I love the Netherlands. I love you people in the Netherlands.
Oh, blonde, blue-eyed Viking boys. Oh, yes.
I don't know about that. They need some, well, I don't know. I got to see Thor, so I'll get back to you on whether or not I like blonde boys. Rare. Okay. So we got to take us a Viking break because I'm going to need to get some ice.
She's got to cool down now.
And then I'm going to play this because you people on Twitter are crazy with the song. I can't believe you guys love this, and I found it randomly on the internet. Just goes to show you. We're interesting lot of people, but here you go.
Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. So from your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. 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 Hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, hey ho. I'm in love with you. You eating those dots in that maze. I knew you were no ordinary yellow circle. Baby, I'm in love with you. Mean, colorful ghosts will try to stop you, but you just keep on eating those dots because you will always be Miss Pac-Man, and that is why I love you. Oh no.
Oh no.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Squeak, squeak. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Squeak, squeak. This is fun. Do the Miss Pac-Man dance. Get crazy, oh.
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. So from your big round bottom to the top of your boat.
You know, What was it we were watching last week with the guys doing the live action version of Pac-Man? If you haven't seen that, you got to find it.
You have to find it. It's epic. It's beautiful. It's just the most amazing thing.
I have not laughed that hard in a good long time about something to do with gaming. I miss those days of gaming when we were all fun. Now we're all too serious. Ugh. We're stuck in
zombies and pink rocket launchers.
Look, we got Jellicle stalking people and people that don't want to talk.
Don't know where. I'll call them out. I ain't scared.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Remember, before we continue on with the news, you can find this news that we're talking about and other news on our site, GamerGirlsRadio.com. Just look for the Lunch with Ginger and Corey tab in the pull-down. And yes, that is fixed today. We did an update this morning with our green, so everything should be working in top form. I'm mostly talking to Ginger when I say that because she's threatened to cut me if I didn't fix it. So I went over and I fixed it, and it's all beautiful, and it works properly, Ginger. Love the go.
Yay. It is all pretty. I like it.
Yeah, she loves me again. See, it doesn't take much to please her. So we have more news. Isn't it your turn, darling?
I do believe it is my turn. My turn.
Mm-hmm.
Arcana Heart 3 is coming to North America.
Yay!
This is out by Axis Games, a publisher of interactive entertainment products. They're proud to announce that the fighting game Arcana Heart 3 will be coming to the PlayStation Network this spring. Arcana Heart 3 combines fast-paced aerial action with a unique cast for an extraordinary fighting experience never before seen in North America. Chaos and disorder are threatening to rip apart the very fabric of Japanese society as planar shifts appear throughout the country. It is suspected that the Drexler Institute, the instigator of the Great War many, many years ago, and creator of the Divine Celestial Weapon, is somehow involved. In the midst of the confusion, a mysterious rumor rises claiming the existence of wish-granting celestial stones within the chaotic planar rifts. As a result of these rumors, a number of individuals have converged on Japan in the hopes of obtaining one of these fabled stones, either to steal them away or to see for themselves if the rumor is true. Each person has their own reasons for seeking these rare and valuable stones, and they won't let anyone stand in their way, be they foe or friend. All right, so what have we got for features? 3 newcomers to Arcana Heart 3 for a total of 23 fighters, 23 unique Arcana types, create a fighting style to match your individual style of play, deep single-player experience, introducing Simple Mode. Simple Mode is a new control scheme designed with the beginning and casual fighting fans in mind. Unleash powerful attacks and extended combos without having to practice complicated input commands. Full-featured online multiplayer. So that's going to be awesome. So you want to find out where to get this? Well, I do not seem to have a website for you. Axis Games, maybe? AKSYSGames.com. But they're not telling me a price, and they're not giving me an exact date.
Well, I have the most interesting of all interesting news stories. Gamers are going to love this. And I ask that some of you who are a little mentally lacking, please do not track this woman down and start yelling at her or threatening her. I hate that I have to say that, but I feel like I have to. This comes from our friends over at Game Politics. As you know, we love them to death. The UK TV retail queen, Mary Portia's, also known as Mary Queen of Shops on TV over there, went after the UK-based games retailer Game because they refused to sell her 17-year-old son a game that was rated 15-plus by the company's Oxford Street store. He does not have an ID, so at 17 years old there, you don't have an ID. And even if he did, he was underage, apparently, for the game that he was trying to buy. Outraged, Mary Queen of Shops took her fight to the phones. She contacted the company's CEO. She also posted evil stuff on Twitter. The result was a very public display that some gamers responded harshly to already, and some of them are on the Eurogamer forum thread that you can go check out. We're not going to post it, but you can go look. One of the users called her everything from a see you next Tuesday, a moron, a bitch, a drama queen. Yeah, some of you out there, no. Her initial argument that the staff at the store recommended games to her son, but then refused to sell them because he didn't have proper form of ID. Uh-oh, Ginger's getting ready. Some of the tweets that she put up, it says, still holding after 8 minutes to speak to a human at game, Oxford Street, where they refused to sell my 17-year-old son a 15-plus game. Now they've cut me off. The latest public tweet from the game CEO is saying, that's appalling. I'm very proud of our focus on age verification, but also of our service. If that's gone wrong, we'll fix it. And he also said, I'm very proud of our brilliant team at Game Oxford Street and also committed to every customer being delighted. We will sort with Mary. I'm sure we'll clear up any misunderstanding.
So the game company's not actually doing anything wrong. This lady's just...
Mm-hmm. Wait. She tweeted again after he said that he doesn't have a driver. He doesn't have a quote driving license. He's 17. How many kids go out without their passport? We're not talking drink, but a 15 plus video. And finally, she says her son did have a valid ID. They would not accept it. End of it. Finally, this morning, the matter was straightened out. She spoke to CEO of Game Impressive and Bright. Agreed, customer service is worth fighting for, and how tough the regulations they face are. Game politics, the commentary spin they're putting on it is almost like she was abusing her power, saying, I'm a celebrity, how dare you? Don't you know who I am? I would like to say this to the people at Game. You did your job. I can't say what I'd like to say to Miss Mary Forson because we're on daytime and we try to keep it clean during the day, but you guys did an excellent job. And you gamers out there, please stop making us look bad. That was an epic fail on your part. If anything, go by their site and support them. This is what people are pissed off at us about as a community, saying that we don't do what we're supposed to. We're not policing ourselves. They did an excellent job. Sorry, Mary. You don't get the game. We won't be responsible if your kid does something crazy and you can turn around and blame it on us. So, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Jen, I know you have something to say. Let it out, baby. Let it out.
I don't know. We'll see you next Tuesday. Yeah, that's not bad. That's not nice. All right. So,
wait a minute. I had to switch my UK switch on for a minute. Ooh, that's not right. If you don't have UK friends, you're missing out on some choice swear words and phrases. Ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We don't say those on air either because we know a lot of you from the UK listen. We know those bad words you guys use.
Mm, yeah, they are on a totally different level of swearing. It's just awesome.
Mm-hmm. Ginger, what you got, Ginger? What you got?
All right, well, you're right. There's really not just a whole lot of really good news today, so I'm just going to go with some news. Vancouver independent game developer Darkacre rolls a ball of steel onto Kongregate.com. Yeah, second game, Ball of Steel, is now available on Kongregate.com to Unity-enabled web browsers. It was created as a contender for the Unity Game Contest. So, Kongregate.com. So, what do I have for you about this game? It's a free-to-play game available via Kongregate. Ball of Steel is a marble tilt maze with a twist. In addition to navigating twisting passages, players must guide them through high-tech teleporters and avoid burning pillars of scorching flame to clear each table. Players may...
Wow. Go ahead.
Players may choose their challenge levels and warp or skip to any of the 20 boards. Ball of Steel was built in Unity 3D during 2 weeks of intensive full-time development. It was developed as an entrant to the Unity Game Contest currently underway at Kongregate.com and represents the second in a series of free-to-play efforts from Darkacre. All right, so you want some screenshots, you want to see the game, you can head over to darkacre.com/projects/project-0-3.
We might have a couple of those up too, but I won't lie to you and tell you for sure. I'm not.
Trailer and everything, so we'll check it out.
Well, the trailer's up, yes, definitely. I'm surprised nobody thought to make this game before, because anybody who's a little who has children or been around children or was a child will remember this used to be a little plastic thing that you got from wherever, you know, you turn it to get the ball through the maze.
I got one at Christmas that a gift card went inside, and you had to work the ball around to hit a latch to get your gift card out.
Okay, that's kind of hot. Annoying.
I was about ready to find a hammer and get my gift card out.
Kind of annoying, but hot. I like it. Okay, so yeah, who didn't think to make this before? I'm wondering. Well, let me ask you a question, Ginger. Have you ever wished that you could experience what it would be like to be a great warrior and ruler?
Yeah, I have.
Have you ever wanted to command troops and lead them to victory?
Yes, I have.
Do you long for adventure and power?
Ooh, power, definitely.
Well, Caesarea is the answer.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Apparently, Caesarea is another incarnation of Caesar. It's already out, and I'm so addicted already. You can now immerse yourself in the role of Caesar. You can build, expand, hunt, and launch wars against your enemies in this real-time strategy browser game, research new military tactics, and train new troops till you gain the ultimate army. If you play your cards right, you could rule and gain supremacy over all the lands of Caesarea. Do you have what it takes to fulfill the responsibilities of being a great ruler? Are you brave enough to step forth and become Caesar? Now is your best opportunity to do so. U Games has a brand new 6th server. Bet you didn't know they were that big. There is no download required. Yeah, no download. And it's free to play. And when I tell you it's an amazing game, it really is. Here's your chance to go ahead and gain the edge over the other competing players. The opportunities are rare, so seize it. Carpe diem. Now I know you're saying, why would I want to play this one over any of the other games? Well, they actually give away prizes.
Prizes?
Prizes.
I like prizes.
Prizes. You can check out our site to find out what they are, because we're getting ready to get out of here. I got coffee I need to drink.
You are?
No, okay. I'm kidding. I don't have any coffee today. I'm like this without coffee. But the duration of this particular contest, they do have a contest where you have so much time to take over your other player's lands or your friend's lands, and this particular contest is starting today. It started at 9 a.m., so you're already late. And it's March the 15th is when it ends at 1500 hours. And I'm sorry, I'm terrible with my UK time, but that's the server time. It's set on UK time. So go over and check that out. They give away actual prizes. This particular contest is the Lord who colonizes more than 10 level 5 cities will get the prize. The Lord who also colonizes the 10 level 5 cities for the very first time will get the highest prize. You also should take a screenshot and post a form as proof when the achievement pops up for the first time. The colony should be conquered by you, not the titulary cities, which means the blue cities will not be on the list or counted. Colonies from the same IP, that's multiple accounts, are not allowed in the game. It will be disqualified. Any cheat with the screenshots used on the form will also be disqualified. Yay! This really is an awesome game. Ginger, you haven't played this one?
No, I have not played that one.
Oh, Caesarea is so, so awesome. I think the first night I was in, I got some tips and pointers that I should have taken to heart. Fortify your walls, people. First thing you do when you
That's exactly what I do when I play those kinds of games.
Fortify
walls go up first.
Well, they're already up, but you have to fortify them. And it, again, it is real-time strategy. It is web-based, and it's not laggy. It's actually pretty, quick, and it's not turn-based. I want to keep stressing that. It's not turn-based. There's not pretty images. It moves, and it reacts to whatever you're doing, and put them walls up. I did tell you. I warned you.
Of those players when I play RTS.
Yes. Do you have one more you want to throw in? Otherwise, we're getting out of here.
Not really. Just wanted to mention real quick that there is a family game coming to the Kinect. Looking upon it, Once Upon a Monster is from Sesame Street. It's going to have Cookie Monster and Elmo.
Yes.
It's going to be for the Kinect to Xbox 360. I'm looking for a date. I'm not seeing one, though.
But I do have some screenshots to put up for them.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to see them. All right. We'll head over to our site, and I'm going to go look at the pictures, too, and you can come join me.
Cookie Monsters. I'm sorry. Oh, I get all. I regress. I regress.
I'm going to grab everything I can.
Grabbing peels.
You're gonna wanna
you know
see
what?
This
should be a grabbing cookie song for I'm dumb, 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 dumb.
This is gonna be good.
Okay.
Grabbing peels.
You know what
grabbing
I like?
Peels.
What is it when Cookie Monster goes to the library and he wants cookies?
Grabbing peels.
Oh, that's awesome.
Grabbing peels.
Yeah.
Grabbing peels.
Cookie Monster, they're going to be on Top Chef, I think, this week. It has nothing to do with gaming, but it's just cute.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Nice.
Cookie Monster, I love you.
I love you, Cookie Monster.
Don't make me use this bell.
not as much as we love Pac-Man.
Better serve. Come and get it. No.
And I guess we are officially out of here.
Yes.